Kim and I were down visiting our daughter, and on the plane ride down, I found this little spoof on one of the songs we sang tonight by a Christian comedian, and it was just a hoot. You know, it was talking about how when he was in a Christmas pageant, he messed up and was talking about, you know, that song, "What Child Is This?" and a star and a tail, and he accidentally, you know, said the child had a tail as big as a kite. He said, "You don't want to do that in church, tell them about a child that has a tail as big as a kite." But he was funny, you know, he was challenging the words, you know. Even the words that spoke, you know, the child was shivering in the cold. "Let us bring him silver and gold." He says, "What about a coat?" You know, that would have been, a blanket would have been helpful, but oh, wrap him in gold. But, you know, sometimes we do need to pause and think about what we sing and what we say, what we read. You know, sometimes we can just read right past something without really taking time to think about it. And so tonight, as we really celebrate this last evening, the light of the world coming, well, we want to talk about a scripture that you've heard before, but I want you to think about it maybe in a different way tonight. It's about light. You know, no matter where you turn in God's word, you find that Christmas is about light. Jesus is the light of the world. At the end of our service tonight, we're going to sing Silent Night. And this great carol, it really isn't about night or darkness. It's about light. Son of God loves pure light. You know those words. Radiant beams from thy holy face. This is the celebration of light. We sing, "Hark, the herald angels sing." And that verse that speaks of, "Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings." We sing these songs at Christmas because we know that the light has come. We need to contemplate it, to think about it. And to start tonight, we're going to look at a passage of scripture in the very beginning of the Gospel of John that speaks something that, well, maybe not everyone knows. This passage that John alone opens his gospel with says this, John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." You know, to think about the fact that Jesus was present with the Father from the very beginning. I know some folks that's news to them, that they think about Jesus being born on Christmas as if that's the day he came into existence. But Jesus pre-existed with the Father from the very beginning and waited thousands of years, at least 4,000 years to come on that perfect night, on that perfect time. Jesus is God. And it was at the very act of creation that Jesus gave light and life to all people. Even then, he was the light of the world. But now that light has come. That light has come down. You know, God the Father, through Jesus, created us, created people in his image so that we could really relate to him and we could do something that God really wanted us to be able to do, and that's love. Have relationship with one another, deep feelings for one another. He made us stewards over everything else upon this earth. And he told us that, "Most of all, I want you to be in relationship with me and with others." And at that time, everything was good and full of light. There was no darkness. Can you imagine what it would have been like? If the story would have stopped there, we wouldn't be celebrating Jesus' birth today, because there wouldn't have been a need for a Savior to come. But we know that the story didn't stop there, that it continued with the breaking of relationship between people and God. And immediately, you know, the reaction of humans to the breaking of that relationship was to try to hide in the darkness so that they wouldn't have to face God. You remember? They hid themselves. But isn't it interesting that God sought them out? He sought them out, and He didn't want them or us to be living in the shadows, to be living in darkness. He told them, and He tells us that He loves us. And He tries to get our attention, calling us to the light, the truth, understand the light. Jesus came to help us in that way. We hadn't been good stewards of what God had entrusted us with, but He never took His love away from us. We chose freely to kind of separate ourselves from that light and instead go our own way. And for thousands of years, God waited. He sent the prophets. Do you remember in the Old Testament all the prophecies that led up to the coming of Christ? Hundreds and hundreds of years before, God was setting the stage for Jesus to come. Through the prophets, He promised a Messiah, a Savior, a Liberator, who would come to shine light into the darkness of everybody's life and enable people to walk in the light and have life. That's what Christmas is about. That's what Christmas is about. When Jesus walked upon this earth, He stood up among the people and He said it. He said, "I am the light of the world." He says, "Whoever follows Me," listen now, "will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of light." You know, that's John chapter 8 now. And at the end of His discourse in verse 30, it says, as He was saying these things, many believed in Him. Many believed in Him. That's good news. That's good news. Because those who believed in Him will have everlasting light and joy. Amen? That's why Jesus came into the world, that they might believe in the one God sent. That's why He spoke those words, "I'm the light of the world." That's why I'm preaching this message tonight. I want the same thing to happen for you that happened for those in verse 30. To come into a new knowledge, a new depth of relationship with the truth as Jesus is your light and your life. I want you to believe that it's possible for the light to shine in your heart so deeply that it changes everything in your life. Makes it better. Makes it better. This is a life-changing verse that we're reading tonight, celebrating Christmas soon to come. "Whoever follows Me," Jesus said, "will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Following Jesus is more than just coming to church. Following Jesus is what the Bible would call being a disciple, a follower, a person who says, "You know, I don't just believe in You, but I really want to be like You. I want to follow You. I want to listen to Your words, and I want to do what You say, because I really think that You are the one. You are the one that holds truth. You are the one that can shine light and make sense out of everything in my life. I want to follow You." And when you do, Jesus says, then He is yours. And that life that brings life comes to you. He's your shepherd, your sacrifice, your living water, your bread from heaven, your light. What is the connection between light and life? You know, I'm not so fond of winter. When I was younger, really young, I didn't mind it. I played in the snow and went sled riding. Later on, learned to ski. Even when I was younger in my marriage, taught my kids how to ski when they were little. And didn't seem to bother me too much, but something happened along the years, and I'm not so fond of winter anymore. But I got to tell you, what helps me get through winter is the days that the sun really shines brightly and the sky is clear blue. Then all of a sudden, I don't mind winter so much. You know, it's those dark, gray, dreary days that kind of get to you, or the frigid, cold, freezing, wind blowing, chill up your spine kind of days that you just count the days till spring. My wife is funny. On December 21st, she lets out a big shout of hallelujah. Now, it's not just, you know, because Christmas is coming, but it's because now, once that day is over, the longest day of the year, or the shortest day of the year is over, and she counts the fact that there's one more minute of sunlight every day after that. One more day of light is what she celebrates. This is true, I'm telling you. You know, but there are some times when we misunderstand the light. And this may speak about that just very briefly tonight. I got to tell you, there are some areas in my life where I just don't want everybody shining the light. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing big, nothing major. But let me just tell you the truth. When we moved into our little house, you know, there's a spare room. That spare room has morphed over the years. It's been a spare bedroom for people that come to stay. But now, I got to tell you, it's kind of a junk room. And it's the last room in the house that we bother to clean. And sometimes we just don't bother. And I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but if you come to my house and I'm not knowing you're coming, you'll make sure you see that door shut and it won't be open for you to look in and see. It's just the way it is. You know, maybe you can relate that in your life, there are some things that you don't particularly like having the light shine on. And I want to tell you tonight that that's what it means to be human. That's what it means to be human, that you're here in a nice Christmas Eve service and singing nice songs and really want to feel good about leaving here. And I want you to. But I want you to be real, and I want you to know that you can come here and be real and know that just like you, I have some of those things too, that it's not so comfortable always to have the light shine upon. But you know what? Jesus helps us to understand that the light brings healing in our lives, that we don't have to be afraid of the light of Christ to come into our lives. You know, if you follow him, you will have his light to help you guide through the tough times that you're going through or will go through in your life. Yeah, the light will reveal your shortcomings. There's no doubt about that, but that's a gift, actually. Think about it. It's like an early diagnosis of cancer when you catch it before it spreads and you know that there's treatment. Light from God, even on those areas in our lives that we need some change, can really be a good thing. But that's not all the light does. Come on. The light really reveals all that's beautiful. Do you ever see light shining through a prism, through a beautiful candelabra, or you know, just being just so wonderfully beautiful? When we were down in Nashville, we toured this one mansion, and they had this one big room. What was it called? Cheekwood? And they had a million lights around this garden, and gorgeous just at night. But the most beautiful thing of all was in the mansion itself, in one of the rooms, where three carolers stood. Two women and a man, no instruments, but their voices, singing Silent Night in the most heavenly way that I've ever heard, and the light shining on the crystal chandelier, casting its glow around the room. And what beauty. You couldn't help, I'm just telling you, you couldn't help but feeling good. You know, light can reveal all that's good in a human heart. And I want to tell you tonight, because I know, just like you, I get bombarded with the bad news in our world. Just like you, I hear it every day. But you know and I know that that's because the news media chooses to pick up those stories more often than they do the good stories. Well, once in a while, the good seeps through. And what a refreshment that is. But you know, there are so many good people out there. There are so many people that have such good in their hearts, the light of Christ shining in them, through them to others. There are so many people that give of themselves to help others. You know, the light of Christ shining through a human heart can reveal the best about us that God created. The best. He can help us be our best. That's what He created us for. He'll be the light in which you see beauty like you've never seen before. Even with the light of Christ shining clearly in you, everything around you looks different. Nothing is the same when you truly invite the light of Christ into your life. Now, I know that in times of hardship, which many face at Christmas time, you know, it's hard sometimes at Christmas for those that have lost somebody, and it's hard when you're going through, especially your first Christmas after losing somebody. And I want to tell you tonight that the light of Christ helps us through those dark moments. It's there for us to make sense of our world when it's been shaken. It's there for us to help minister to us, because light is healing. And light actually can be very peaceful. Very peaceful in our lives. We open up and let Christ come in. He offers to, you know. He says again in the Gospel of John, He says, you can become sons of light, daughters of light, when you invite Me into your heart. He wants to have you be begotten into the family of light when you accept Him, believing upon Him, asking Him to show you the areas in your life that you need to say, I'm sorry for, and know the forgiveness that the light causes to burn away all the sin and all the wrongdoing and reveal only the purity. Do you know that after you've accepted Christ, when He looks at you, that's all He sees is only the purity? It says that when He looks at you after you've accepted Christ, that's all He sees, the purity of Jesus Himself. That light in us needs sometimes fanned into flame. Sometimes it really burns down, and we need a service like this on Christmas Eve to really help us to say to the Lord, I want Your light. I celebrate it. I ask You now to really cause that light to bring healing in my life, to bring guidance to my path, to bring me the true meaning of Christmas that I can wake up tomorrow and celebrate. And yes, with all the other things that go along with it, but always remembering the reason we have Christmas in the first place is because the light has come. I pray tonight that you accept that offer for Jesus to be the light in your life. If you haven't already, I pray that you do, that you really just ask Him tonight to come in a new and special way. Bring light and healing. Amen? At this time, we're going to prepare for our candle lighting, and we're going to do that with actually a child's message about Silent Night, where it came from, why it was written. And then we're going to light from the Christ candle each light in this place as we first extinguish the lights after our reading. And then watch the glow begin as we join in that song, Silent Night. But before we do, let's pray. Father, we come before You in Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord, that You truly want us to understand the light of life. And You want it to burn bright in us. We don't need to be afraid of it, just the opposite, to welcome it into our lives. Lord, bring warmth and light Lord, bring your light into all the areas in our lives where we need to have you help us navigate. Give us understanding of what to do and where to go, how to walk and where, what comes next in our life, what you require of us. Help us to know that you're with us and you will light our paths. We don't have anything to fear when you're with us. We can navigate even troubled waters because you're there. Lord, bring healing tonight. Bring hope. Bring hope, Lord Jesus. We pray in your precious name. Eli Veach, would you join me up here?
On Christmas Eve in 1818, a blizzard stranded the tiny village of Ogeldorf, nestled in the Austrian mountains. That same day, the people of St. Nicholas's Church found their organ broken. So, the priest and organist began composing a song that could be sung without an organ, yet beautiful enough to express the Christmas joy. All day and night they worked, and at midnight, the gentle carol Silent Night was born. The pure, clean tones echoed through the hills, and the world has been captured by the beauty of that simple song ever since.
So good, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you again, Lord, for a beautiful Christmas Eve, Lord, where your light comes into our life, and in your light we know life. Lord, I pray for each one of my beloved here tonight. I ask you, Lord, to bless them, Lord, with your love like never before. Let them see it so clearly, Lord, how great your love is for them. And Lord, let it overflow, that their love even for one another, Lord, would just be increased tonight. That, Lord, this would be a blessed Christmas because of your light, because of your love. So, Lord, as we pray, as we dismiss tonight, we pray that you, O God, go with each one and be with them tonight, Lord, and grant them sweet sleep, peace, to wake tomorrow to rejoice in you. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. We have just a little something for you on the way out. Thank you for being with us tonight.